CliffCentral.com. I'm going to bring George in. George Meany is the CEO of Auto Trader, and he is online. Now, you actually tried to get in here, George, but the traffic was so bad, you turned around and went home.
Yeah, I mean, I need to learn with your new studio what the timing is, because I got in my car at 7 o'clock. But, you know, usually getting in my car at 7 o'clock to get to Rivonia was simple, 30 minutes maybe.
Yeah.
Getting to Sandton, I get in my car, I drive out of here, put the address, I'm busy, you know, I get to the first traffic light, put your address in, and it says to me, this is 7 o'clock, it says to me 8 o'clock. And I live in, you know, Jesus, the part of the, just on the side of the highway, you know.
You would have missed the show.
Close to the airport. I would have missed the show. So I'm like, okay, GPSs are usually not entirely accurate. Let me just keep going. I'll time it so that, you know, before I get on the highway, if it's still 8 o'clock, if it hasn't made up any time, I'll turn around. I've got time to get back home. I got to the highway and it was 2 minutes to 8 I would arrive. And I was like, no, this is not going
to
work.
How much time did you have to get back home then? Because you made it. Not bad.
Well, I was driving for about 10 minutes. So I had 10 minutes back home. I was back here by 20 past 7.
Say hi to Prev. He's in the studio with us this morning. I've been listening to him.
See, so Prev, I'm gutted that I'm not there. I really wanted to be there. That, you know, that studio is so cool. Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, a pro tip, just wake up at 4:45 like the rest of us.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Oh my God. All right. What do you got for us this morning, George?
Yep. So, Gareth, first up is cheapest new car in the world costs $1,000.
What? Okay.
So I
think I've got a photo of this thing. I saw a car on the road yesterday. I want to hear what you and Prev think about this. It's one of the scariest looking things. A friend of mine, when I sent her the picture, said she thinks it looks like a death trap. But have a look at this. So I took this from my camera in the car while I was sitting there. Just have a look at this car here. This thing is outrageous. Can you see it? It's coming up on screen? No.
Dead.
Okay, I'll try and load that in the next time. But tell us the story in the meantime. I'll try and get
this. So this car is called the Changli Namika. And it looks horrible. The Changli Namika is $1,000, which is roughly about 18 odd thousand rand. And apparently this thing is flying out of the retail stores. It's made in China, obviously.
Let's not knock this. There may be people who, 18,000 rand for a car, if you can get from A to B and you've got work to do. Here's this thing I saw. Look at this. Does it look like that?
I knew this was going on. I've seen this.
What is that? George, what is that thing called?
That's the Changli Namika.
This is wild. What a death trap.
It looks like that scene in Harry Potter where the night bus sort of slings itself down to fit through other buses.
Exactly. Well, here's the
picture
on its
I was
side.
Gonna show you.
That's the thing. Wow. And it's even got a roof rack.
It looks like something got a roof rack. Disney created for Cars, the movie.
Mm, it does. It looks like something Disney put in there. All right, so 18,000 rand. You know what? I promise not to laugh. If someone needs a car and this is what they can afford, they must get it. Mm. And how do we know it might be safer than what we're driving?
Nope. You don't know.
It's all electric. Yeah. So it's a pretty simple car. It's the cheapest EV in the world. You're not going to get anything cheaper than this.
I say, if we can bring down the prices, let's go. Everybody's struggling at the moment. Let's go.
I'd say the same thing. And then, you're going
to
find...
Can we make it a bit bigger, though? Like, what
was that?
Can we make it a bit bigger? Like, why is the car that small?
Because Simpiwe just needs you and your groceries. Yeah. There's nothing else required. Look at this.
You and everything that you buy from Westpac. That's it. That's
and you've got
enough.
You've got the roof rack. What are you complaining about? Look at the roof rack.
The tires are killing me. They're so small.
So, George, how's that? I took that picture. I had no idea you were going to talk about that this morning.
Exactly. It's just, that's uncanny. We don't plan these things for everyone that's listening or in the comments, Congo. So, The next thing is, what do you think of vanity license plates?
I'll let Prev answer this one. Like, a lot of Indians I know have their own name on their license.
Okay, is that what a vanity? Because I am car illiterate. Like, I don't know, like, a BMW A20. Like, I have no idea what cars
But you
are.
Know when it says, like...
Well, everyone in my family has custom number plates.
There we go.
Do you drive a Golf?
I do not. I don't have a car. That's just like, maybe I should try out this 18K car to see how it goes. I don't know. I feel like I like custom number plates that are funny, that, you know, that have something stupid on them. But like, my sister has her name, which is why.
No, because if you do something stupid or you behave badly in your car, everyone knows who you are. 100%. I don't want that.
You've always been behind the wheel cursing like, damn, John.
And then
it's like John ZN.
And you also, when they're driving badly and you're behind them in the traffic, you're like, oh, that. Fucking Shirley.
Yeah, you know the name. I don't want that. I don't want to cast a number plates for you to cast me without me knowing that you said the name of that.
George? What should we do?
Well, that's been very interesting because a company by the name of Scrap Car Comparison took 2,000 drivers. About 50% of them had vanity plates and 50% of them didn't. And they made them take an IQ test. And it turns out that the average IQ score of a person with a vanity plate is 91.95, and the IQ score of a person without a vanity plate is 94.15. So it turns out that people with vanity plates are dumber.
You've just really ruined your family. You just sold
I'm
them
laughing because my sister's probably dying at home.
Okay, so people who have vanity plates are dumber.
Yeah, well, that's what the study says. And personally, I think I don't see the point. I agree with you, Gareth. If you drive badly or if you make a mistake, somebody's gonna know exactly.
Well, you know what you're gonna have to do is take off that Borge GP number plate of yours now.
Exactly. No, it's gone. When I came across this article, it was gone.
Very good. All right.
And then a trick to find where your car is. Have you ever lost your car in a parking lot?
Yes.
Superior, this is for you. All right.
Yes, because I've gone to a mall before. I think it's not Four Ways Mall, but it's one of these malls where I parked my car. I remembered level 3, whatnot. I got there
And then you immediately think your car's been stolen.
Yes, and it's like a mini heart attack that you have. And then I was there for like an extra 30 minutes looking for my car.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So help me.
I lost my car in that mall in Midrand, Mall of Africa, I think it's called.
Mall of Africa, yeah. That's the worst one to do because there's so many floors, so many entrances.
I lost my car there. Now my electric car has a location on it. It's got a SIM card in it. You can find the car in wherever you go.
I mean, here it is. Let's just remind us. There's George.
And I lost my car in the Mall of Africa because the cell phone signal in those basements are non-existent. So even if you've got GPS locations, Google Map pins, whatever the case may be, you're not going to find your car in that place. So there is a trick to find your car, right? And you might laugh at this, but apparently it's true from what I've now read. And that is to put the remote against your head. You're going to laugh at this.
George.
Do these people who made up this have a custom number plate?
I mean, do you also have to do a rain dance and like?
Okay.
Now it turns out that putting the remote against your head amplifies the waves of the key fob, because it bounces against your head. It turns your head into an antenna.
And then ding 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 ding.
George is going to say to us because it's almost the end of March, April Fool in a week's time.
I'm waiting.
Are you bullshitting us, George?
You know what? I can't vouch for whether this is accurate or not. From everything I googled, it seems that the wavelength is actually amplified because your brain is 60% water, and apparently signals travel faster in liquids. So.
That can't be safe for your brain.
I'm looking at
makes you think about when you hold your phone up to your head. Yeah. Right? Sure.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll try, George. And listen, when you're desperate in a shopping mall and it's like it's getting dark and you don't know where your car is, you're on the wrong. You'll do anything. So let's try this.
Yeah, exactly. Have you seen the CEO being interviewed by TikTok? Oh, sorry, by the American government, Congress. TikTok CEO.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe that's one for him. I don't know.
All right. What else do we have?
That is it for now.
Very good. Well, good to have you here, George. And thank you so much for being on the show. You can catch George with the Auto Trader podcast Mondays. And don't miss it. We will catch up with you again in a week's time. Thank you, George. Sorry that you got stuck in traffic. CliffCentral.com.